Junkies.
What's going on, golf addicts? Welcome to the Zozo 2021 betting podcast. We are the Tour Junkies. I don't know why my arms are out to the side like this. I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like a, what is a Zozo, by the way? Do we know? Is it a Zozo? Is it a bird? Maybe that's why I did this. No, it can't be a bird.
I think that's a dodo bird.
Yeah, that's right.
That's dodo. A dodo bird, not a Zozo.
My bad. Maybe producer Sam, tell us what Zozo is. Anyway, this is the Zozo Championship 2021 betting podcast. We're the Tour Junkies. I'm DB. I got Pat Perry with me. We're ready to go, as always, presented to you by our friends at Covers.com. We talked about the new relationship with Covers last week. Loving it. The article, the first ever article went live last week. It was great. It's yes. The place to go if you love sports and you love to win. Winning starts at Covers. NFL, college football, you got the Major League Baseball playoffs. I think the Braves are doing okay. NHL, NBA starting back. It's the best time of year to be a sports bettor, and Covers.com is where you go to start your betting process. They've been making better, smarter sports bettors for over 25 years. 25. That's a long time. Pat was in, were you in college 25 years ago?
I think I was. Yeah, I was.
Yikes. Cover serves over 20 million sports bettors every single year. Check it out, Covers.com. That's where winning starts, okay? And so we have our betting article that goes up on Covers.com, usually late on Tuesday or maybe Wednesday, where we give you a few head-to-head matchups that we actually like, we want to bet on, maybe a top 10 or top 20, maybe a prop bet. Check that out. It's good stuff. It's the only place we publish those bets. You know, normally my betting card, past betting card, has just the outrights on it, but the Covers article has your head-to-heads and any other prop bets. So appreciate them for, you know, sponsoring the podcast. It's good people over there. Check them out, covers.com. We had the CJ Cup last week, Pat. Anytime Rory or a short number is going to win the golf tournament, that means I'm not going to hit a bet. And, you know, likely you aren't either. So neither one of us had Rory on the betting card. Did have Keith Mitchell, though, dadgummit. So that hurt. We won't talk about that. I'm not going to belabor that. But what, you know, what all the people want is they want to know who's eating the baby food. Mm-hmm. And we spun the betting wheel last week. Spun the betting wheel and the wheel of misery. And it was Jason Day versus Cam Davis. They both tied because Cam Davis, I just forgot how to play golf.
I mean, a tie felt like a victory.
Was a victory for you. And I was like so nervous. I thought the tiebreaker was about to kick me in the right in the taint. But it didn't. I won the tiebreaker. The rare birdie or better tiebreaker. We always do DraftKings points scored, which Jason Day actually scored more DraftKings points. But you actually picked the birdie or better tiebreaker, and Cam Davis had one more. So you are consuming a nice, healthy chunk. I'm not, you know, you said, do I have to eat the whole thing? And I said, no.
I can't. Now that I know, because I thought it was going to be a little jar. You know, they have the little baby Gerber jar. This thing is huge.
Is that Gerber? No, is that what it is? Can you show us the label? Because I don't know that I believe. What flavor is that? I can't see that.
It just says.
It up a little bit.
Our farmers grow the best for baby. Anything for baby. And on the side, it says peas.
Oh, yeah, that's one of those where you got to see it on the side right there. Okay, I see it. It's blurry, but I see it.
You see peas?
Okay, I see peas. All right, that's what I picked for you. I think I want to see a pea, a mush pea go down.
You created a new precedent now because we can pick what each other does in these kind of eating situations because that's never been the case before.
Are you a pea fan? Do you like peas?
I don't mind peas.
I hate peas. That's why I picked them for you. I hate them. It needs to be a nice chunk. If I'm not going to make you eat the whole thing, it needs to be... I don't even want to think about smelling that. I don't do well with this stuff. I'm really glad I won this bet. I think I'm going to have a worse reaction than you are. Because when you took the onion down a couple of shows ago.
Oh, God. I'm going to get a good chunk. Oh. See that chunk? Here we go.
This is worse for me than I thought it would be.
Airplane.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're leaving it in your mouth for too long. Swallow it. Jeez. Oh. Is that okay? Are you okay?
No, I'm closing it up. I was going to go in. I was going to try to like do in the past, like I've gone back for more.
I mean,
I cannot go back for more on that.
Dude, you handle that way better than I do.
I wanted to get some fruit, like some peaches or something.
Yeah, that's too easy. Oh, God. Yeah, our boy Taylor McCutcheon said you took your champ for doing that. That was a big bite. Very, very, very nice. Very nice. All right, Pat. Well, oh God. That's the CJ Cup. Jason Day is for sure not good at golf yet. He did make a lot of birdies, but he made a lot of big snowmanned a par five at one point. Like, he made a lot of big numbers.
If you take away his big numbers, he actually would have had a decent week.
Well, yeah.
Sounds stupid. But yeah. I mean, 7-under on Sunday was pretty damn decent.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Freaking Cam Davis was like 7-over. I don't know what course he was playing on. Anyway, that's a CJ Cup, whatever. I'm done with it. I had a good week in DFS, but the Keith Mitchell hit would have been the stuff of legend, that's for sure. If we had each ways here in the US, that would have hit. By the way, quick announcement, no European Tour pod this week. Our buddy Mark Hill, who does the European Tour podcast, has come down. He's ill. He's got a little baby at the house. They're trying, you know, he's trying to protect baby and like not go anywhere. So he's ill. T's and P's for Mark. He'll be back on the next European Tour event, but he's no event this week. So sorry about that. Sorry about your life. He said he'd be in the Nut Hut, but I told him don't worry about the Nut Hut. But he might still. I don't know. Oh yeah. It's member guest week. My member guest at Champions Retreat. It's our fourth year trying to get to the shootout.
That's what I want this year.
I just want to get to the shootout. We don't have to win the thing. I just want to get to the shootout.
Yeah.
3 years in a row, we've been leading our flight going into the very last match and lost.
Happy 3 years in a row?
3 years in a row. Three years in a row. We've been leading the flight in the last match and lost the last match to the team in second place to not go to the shootout. So this year, we need a little different mojo. But what we want you to do is if you're watching on YouTube, give it a like, give it a subscribe, and leave us a comment. We play music the whole time. Like we got a playlist for this, member guest playlist. I need to know your number one go-to golf course song. What is it? Especially if you're thinking about, okay, it's day one of the member guest. You're in the cart with your boy. They say, all right, go to your holes. And you take off on the golf cart and you're pumping each other up. You're ready to go. We're going to number one. We're going to the tee, whatever, you know, whatever it is. What's that song? What's that jam? For us last year, I think it was Curtains by Lil Wayne. I ain't nervous. You know, it's one of those.
Uh-huh. That was a good one.
Can you do that for me?
I ain't nervous. I ain't nervous. On the top tee.
You got to say, give me a little, give me like a, don't you?
Don't you?
What
don't
are you?
You ain't nervous.
No, his nickname, Tunchi. You gotta say Tunchi. Tunchi.
Tunchi.
Do you have to do this every time? What is that?
What's that? I don't know. That's just what I feel when I say that. I feel like I gotta make that move.
Okay, anyway, comment your favorite song, your go to song on the course. If you're watching live, wait till the video's over. We'd appreciate that. We're gonna load those up in the playlist. And you can
peas.
Be a,
these peas are not
God dog. I don't say the word right again. Now. I don't even want to hear you say the word again. I don't want to hear the word. So anyway, yeah, do that. That's gonna be fun. You can be a part of our victory. You know, if we win, it's because you guys gave us killer songs. So please do that. Pat, we gave a pretty thorough course breakdown of the Accordia Golf Narashino, or you said the AGNCC there just outside of Tokyo. Which we've seen this course before. 2019, Tiger Woods started the comeback tour by winning this event. He won at 19 under, but second place was Hideki at 16 under. And then third place didn't start till Sung Jae-im at 13 under. You've got, so you know, right now the sports books have the winning score at minus 18.5 over under. The I know the tournament in 2019 was pretty soft. There was a lot of wet conditions. They had lift clean in place at one point. So I don't know if this is going to play a little bit tougher this year, but I don't know that we're going to get to 19 under like or 20 or 25 like we saw last week. It's going to be a little bit tougher scoring conditions. Oh, God, please don't show me that. I don't want to. No, stop. Put it away. If you're listening on audio, I'm talking about his spoon. Okay, I'm not talking about his unit. This is a betting show, but I'm talking about his spoon. Anyway, I think it's going to play a little tougher than what we've seen the last few weeks. The field is absolutely garbage. But, Pat, what else do the people need to know about this golf course?
Well, you know, this course is typical to a Japanese golf course. You know, it's a parkland-style golf course, which means you've got tight kind of tree line of fairways. It is a par 70, playing just over 7,000 yards. You know, it is a no-cut event this week. We've got Zoysia as far as the grass surface on the fairways and the rough. We don't see that a whole lot when it comes to the regular PGA Tour events. You know, you see it at TPC Southwind, see it a little bit at East Lake. But we do have bent grass greens this week that do have some slope to them. And it's, I mean, this whole course is in immaculate condition, but they don't get the greens like running too quick for bent. But there is a lot of slope to them. So that's something that you want to look at. As far as the Zoysia is concerned, I mean, the main thing about Zoysia is a couple of things. One is in the fairways, it just sits up beautifully. I mean, and you actually can get some flyers out of the fairway. I mean, it is so perfectly set up out there. But then they can be a little bit sticky around the greens. And that's where scrambling comes into play a little bit because these greens are small. So they're going to miss these greens, which means for one, I am going to look at strokes gained approach. And I'm going to look at ball striking. I'm going to look at greens and regulation, guys that are hitting greens and that kind of thing. But if you do miss a green, you've got to be good around them. You've got to be good at scrambling. I think that's important. You know, some interesting little, you know, nuances of this course. There are 3 par 5s and 5 par 3s, which is, you know, that's very unusual for a par 70. And of the 3 par 5s, 2 of them they can hit into. So those are definitely reachable. The rough is not going to be all that penal. Okay, we're not going to see that here. You know, so other than that, there's not a really whole. I mean, there's a lot of dog legs on this course, which is what you see in a parkland style golf course with all the trees like they have them. I do think you're going to see some scoring this week, not like last week, but you know, when Tiger won here in 2019, he was at 19 under. I feel like if the weather's good and the conditions are perfect, you're probably going to see somewhere around like, you know, 18 to 22 under win this golf tournament.
I don't think we're going to see 18 or 22 under. I mean, 18, yes. I don't think it's going to get above that. I mean, you only had 9 guys in 2019 at 10 under or better. And that was in a...
Yeah, but I think they had some weather issues. Didn't they have some weather issues when Tiger won?
I just said that. It was wet and soft. That's it. Like, this, I think they had lift clean in place on one day. But I don't think there was, like, a lot of wind or anything, but...
I mean, on a 7,000-yard course...
That was also a stacked field. Stacked field.
Yeah, I think they'll get to... I think they might get to 18, 19, 20 under, maybe even more this year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Agree to disagree there. Yeah, I mean, I think this is about... I think you can attack the course any kind of way you want to off the tee. You could hit it, you could bomb it into this rough that's not very penal, or you could just hit a bunch of fairways, set yourself up on this nice Zoysia where the ball sits up on a teat, and just ball strike from there. It definitely comes down to the approach play, and like you said, the scrambling with these kind of smaller green surfaces, and then, you know, making some putts, but it's a 4-day tournament. From a betting perspective, I definitely don't love... I mean, this does not feel like... I didn't love a lot of long shots. Even though the field is weak, this just feels like a pretty unpredictable situation. So I've got some short numbers I really like. I got a lot of guys in this mid-range. And then just a few in the long shot, you know, spot that I'm kind of looking at. Probably scale back a little bit this week in terms of betting. I'm also still pretty butthurt over the Keith Mitchell collapse and possibly 250-1 call there. So, you know, I'm just going to let that be. I tell you, Pat, what a lot of guys need to know about Manly bands. And I got one on my hand right now. That's a Manly band right there, if you didn't know. That's what that
look
is.
Look at that.
That wedding band right there. And so, you know, a lot of times the girls are all worried about the ring. They're worried about the cut, the clarity, all that stuff. But for us, we don't really care. But Manly Bands is here to rescue from an otherwise hellish band buying experience. Manly Bands offers you, you know, offers your hand the freedom to look how you want it to look in just about every type of earthly material imaginable, even from space. That's right. You could get a kryptonite wedding band, which would be pretty cool. Okay. Now, for me personally, when I went to this website and I used the Manly ring sizer, which you can do to make sure that your ring fits perfectly, I got my size, which is pretty simple, and then I just told my wife to pick it out. So maybe I'm a little less manly because I didn't choose the one I wanted. I just let her choose the one that she wanted, and then I put it on. So here it is. But it's not bad. It's just a nice, thick, manly looking dime piece for my hand. So you can also choose from one of Manly Band's curated collections, like a Jack Daniel's whiskey barrel collection, which is pretty cool. And they got all kind of materials: gold, wood, antler, steel, dinosaur bone, and even the meteorites that killed them, all on manlybands.com. If you don't believe it, look it up. And once you've selected your band, they offer free shipping worldwide, a 30-day exchange policy, and a free warranty. And while there might be a 50% chance of your marriage working out, there's a 100% chance that you're going to love your band. So at least you got that going for you. You know what I mean? So to order your Manly Band and get 21% off, not 20, 21% off, because it's 2021, plus a free silicone ring for when you're doing all the dirty stuff. You know, you're tilling your garden or you're doing a fence, you know, and you don't need something metal rubbing on you, and you need a little silicone on you. You can do that. So you get 21% off plus a free silicone ring when you go to manlybands.com/tourjunkies. That's manlybands.com/tourjunkies for 21% off. Manly Bands, the best damn rings, period. We appreciate them sponsoring the podcast. That's good stuff. Pat, let's get into this. Let's talk outrights. Let's talk top tens. I got outrights and top tens. That's really all I got. You got a limited field again. I'm not interested in top 20s. You know, I'm not going to do that. So
I'm with you there.
At the top, I feel like we're going to have some agreement here. I think this is going to be
This is going to be pretty easy.
It's going to be a pretty quick segment. Willie Z at 18-1 and Ricky Fowler at 25-1. You can get those numbers on both DraftKings and PointsBet. I mean, I like that Willie Z, I know he's coming off a miscut at the Shriners, but T11, T14 at the two events prior to that, Fortinet and Sanderson, he's got a week off, you know, he can kind of get acclimated, get over there to Japan, get ready to go. The ball striking is just too good. Obviously, it comes down to the putter for Willie. And, you know, at the Shriners, he lost almost 3 strokes putting. He didn't gain as much as he normally does off the tee and on approach, but you know, I think that was kind of an outlier for him. He's going to continue to kill it. And I think this is a great event for him to go over and take advantage. 18-1, I like the number. It was obviously longer before you had, well, actually, I don't know if it was much longer before you had some names drop out. It might have been a little bit. You had Paul Casey drop out over here earlier today. Ricky Fowler at 25-1. We talked about this on the DraftKings show, Pat. We both agree. You got to ride the hot form with Ricky. Like, why not? To. Especially from a betting perspective, because you're not worried about ownership or anything like that, like you would be in a GPP. You know, 25-1 doesn't feel like a great value. I mean, we're not used to getting, well, pre-Ricky slump, we weren't really used to getting a lot of great value on him because people love to bet Ricky because they love Ricky. And so the books know that. And they normally would shorten the number a little more than it needed to be. But then he hit a slump and he couldn't hit the ball to save his life. And, you know, we went through that period and, you know, maybe you almost hit on it last week when he could have won and you didn't, but here he is at 25-1. But in this field, you got to figure like Ricky wants to take advantage of this spot, no cut, ride the hot form and get over there and take care of business. Like he needs it. He needs a win. He needs help getting into majors. Like he needs a big play here, and 25-1, I think you go ahead and knock it out. Then I think we both agree Tommy Fleetwood is the one you ignore up here at 22-1. Fleetwood sucks. There you go. There's your analysis. Fleetwood can't do anything other than maybe on the European Tour, maybe top 10 on the European Tour. That's it. That's all he can do.
Or win a world cankle championship.
Oh, yeah. He's got some cankles. For a man, I've never seen cankles on a man like Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
But I'm with you. Willie Z and Ricky Fowler were both the two guys that I loved a lot up here as far as their odds are concerned when we're talking about guys that are less than 25-1. I mean, they have the most value as far as I'm concerned. You know, and like you said, Ricky is, you know, he played well last week. It showed a lot of signs. I mean, if you look at the stats across the board last week, I mean, led the field in strokes gained tee to green, led the field in ball striking, led the field in putting. I mean, he did a lot of things well last week that we have not seen. Like, he's done a few things well recently, but he really put a lot together last week. So I like that with Ricky Fowler. Like you said, I think you ride the hot hand there. There's really nobody else in here. I mean, Joaquin Niemann, I think, is somebody that I really want to put some money on.
You do want
25
that to
work. One,
you've been talking about him a couple weeks. You want that to work.
I want that to work, but there's not a whole lot that tells you it should work. And there's really not. I mean, nothing stat-wise, nothing form-wise, nothing. But for some reason, I feel like there could be a little value in 25-1 on Niemann. But I'm not like really to put the I'm not ready to put the Pat stamp of approval on that one. But
yeah, I mean, he's won once in his PGA Tour career, and it was 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, and it feels like it's been more than that. I mean, he had a chance to win at the beginning of this season at the Tournament of Champions in the Sony. I mean, he's got a lot of upside, but I just don't see him as an outright bet.
Yeah,
no, especially given the form. So yeah, I'm with you. Okay. I mean, this mid-range, though, I definitely kind of that, you know, up to 75-1 spot, I definitely feel like there's a lot of names in here that are interesting. I'm probably going to have to narrow these down. I could see, you know, a lot of these end up on my betting card at the end of the week or at the end of Wednesday. Actually, that's something we shouldn't have talked about. We didn't even talk about that on the DK show. We've got early tee off, early lineup lock on DFS, but early tee off if you're betting. You know, I think that's going to happen sometime Wednesday afternoon, so that's something you need to pay attention to. Get the bets in early. But, I mean, what do you think about this range, Pat? I got a lot of names in here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few in here that I like. If you want, I'll start.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll start with CT Pan at 45-1. Now, again, I'm throwing out the numbers I'm looking at on the book that I'm looking at. It could be a little better somewhere else, but I'm seeing CTPN about, you know, somewhere CTPN? Around 45. 50.
PN? Did you say CTPN? Is the baby food taking you to your baby voice? Are you going to talk baby to us?
I guess so. CTPN. CTPN is... where was he? 45-1. I think this is a good course fit for him. You know, another shorter course, a guy that, like, is just fairways and greens. Solid putter. You know, CT Pan makes a lot of sense here at 45-1. Another guy I like is Adam Schenck at 60-1. I think he's he's been playing well lately. I think you know, that number is a good number for him at 60-1. Henrik Norlander, 65-1. Another guy, great ball striker, great in greens and regulation. I mean, this is a good course fit for Henrik Norlander right there at 65-1. I think there's a lot of value there as well. A guy that I think that is probably going to go under the radar, whether it's DFS or betting outrights or whatever, but we've seen him, like, he's been right there to win tournaments several times this year, and DB has no clue who I'm about to talk about because we didn't even talk about him on the DFS show, but Mackenzie Hughes is 50-1. I'm just telling you, Mackenzie Hughes is a guy that could show up on a course like this.
He
really could.
Mackenzie Hughes. I hate him.
I don't care if you hate
Mackenzie. Why do we think he can show up here? What is it about Mackenzie Hughes that you think can show up here? Because it's not ball striking. He's terrible at ball striking.
I don't care. We've seen him win golf tournaments. We've seen him contend in golf tournaments.
We've seen him win golf tournaments. I don't think I've seen that. I think I've seen him win once.
Well,
he's won once on the PGA Tour.
Wasn't he right there at the Open Championship?
He was right there at the US Open. We've seen him win major. We've seen him win tournaments. He last won in 2016.
Okay, well, who else are we talking about in this godforsaken Zozo Championship that we're talking about that has won a bunch of golf tournaments other than anybody up above, you know, 9K?
I don't get it on Mackenzie. I don't get the love on Mackenzie Hughes ever.
Yeah, great putter. Everything, like, why would you not look at Mackenzie Hughes? He's top five in the field putting on bent grass green.
Okay. He's always that. Like, he's been that in every other tournament he's played in since 2016 when he last won, but he can't hit the ball. So, and I think, you know, I think we've seen this work out.
Oh, he's a professional golfer. He can hit the ball. He's in this field.
Not compared to every other professional golfer. AC, what are you talking about? Yes, I hate it on you. So he top 25, then a top seven in a 74 man field. Great, congratulations. Like, what are we really touting that, AC? You're just pissed because your Rasmus Højgaard pick didn't work out. Okay,
I feel like that Mackenzie Hughes can be a good, maybe not outright pick, but go top 10. Go top 10 on him.
Yuck, I'd rather have peas. No, I don't. I never get the love for the guy, ever. He's so unpredictable.
Okay. Q, here comes every single predictable pick right here. Like, if you want to listen to, like, every podcast across the world and get what their picks are going to be, DB is about to give you what they are. So you don't even need to listen to other podcasts.
Look at
Sam. Shouldn't do it.
Look at Sam's
you shouldn't even listen to other podcasts anyway. But here is what's going to happen. You're about to get what everybody else gambling picks is going to be.
Well, I agree with you on the Pan and the Schenk play. We talked about both those guys on the DFS podcast. I think Pan comes in here in a lot of good form. He took a little week off. He's well adjusted. He started off the new season hot. I definitely like that. I think KH Lee at 50-1 is for sure a name that I like. He's confident. He's playing well. Checks a lot of boxes here. 50-1, I like that number on KH Lee. I think Carlos Ortiz, I did this a couple weeks ago and it bit me, but I think a guy like Carlos Ortiz is interesting at 55-1 on DK. This feels like a tournament he wins. Like, it feels like a Carlos Ortiz week. 25th
okay.
last
I did not expect that. I did not expect you to go Carlos Ortiz that route.
And he's won way more recently than Mackenzie Hughes. He won the Houston Open. He's got some, you know, got some decent finishes that he's had here. You know, he's just a guy. He's a ball striker, though. He's opposite Mackenzie Hughes. Ball striker, you just pray to God the putter hits.
The route of, like, in a betting show, you can't always go the route of the guys that have won before, because then you're like totally contradicting yourself.
I'm not always doing that. I just picked Willie Z.
Going with guys that are long shots. So if you want to be like the long shot
Pat,
guy.
I have named Maverick McNealy every week for the last like 6 weeks and he's never won.
So then you can't get on me for saying Mackenzie Hughes can't win because he's actually won before.
No, but it's not just that he can't. I'm not just saying that he can't win. I'm saying, like, I just don't ever see anything out of him other than putting. He does one thing well, and it's the most variable thing on God's green earth in the game of golf. And then he does everything else terribly, like terribly. So I just, it's the combination of things with Mackenzie Hughes. But he also hasn't won in 5 years.
We're going to go with Maverick McNealy, who has never won.
Correct.
And chokes under pressure. And
he did choke
else.
One time a couple weeks ago. Yes, he did. He did choke one time.
All right.
I mean, do we need to do a Maverick McNealy?
I'm just trying to clarify, like, what all these variables are that we need to, like...
Do we need to spin the wheel on Maverick versus Mac Hughes again? Look at Sam. there's one thing on the wheel that we're really trying to get. Should we just spin the wheel until we get it?
No, we can't spin the wheel until we get it. You got to spin the
wheel.
But
we're running out of... We're running out of... of weeks where that's really applicable. See, I think the people in the chat are saying, I think we spin the wheel till we get it. And then we can just edit it later.
Okay. I am that confident about Mackenzie Hughes that he will beat Maverick McNealy. So if you want to spin the wheel, but I'm not going to keep spinning the wheel until you get the worst thing possible.
No, it's not. Stupid. I don't think it's the worst thing possible, actually. I think it's probably better than what you
just
did.
What are we trying to get? Eat out of pumpkins?
Yeah.
I'm the one that came up with eat out a pumpkin.
Yes, that's the one. Sam, spin it. No, we gotta get it on the wheel. Let's see if we just spin it. Like, don't spin it real hard. Like, just spin it a little bit. See if we can get it there. See how good you are at spinning. No, yeah. Okay, producer Sam's spun the wheel, and nope, that doesn't work.
Wait, what did you get? I can't even see what you got.
Nope, that doesn't work either. Come on, Sam. Just, there it is, yes, third time's a charm. There it is. All right, so the bet is Mackenzie Hughes versus Maverick McNeely, best finish, and the loser on next week's show has to eat out a pumpkin, the insides of a pumpkin. You know, everything that was going, you know, everything in there, you know, just
I cannot
scoop it out.
I came up with this idea, by the way. Don't let anybody else tell you.
Okay, great.
That.
Congratulations.
But
what's our tiebreaker on? I'm going to let you pick the tiebreaker again since you're off to a good start with that.
I'm not going with birdies again.
Okay.
I'll go with, how about this? Here's the tiebreaker.
It doesn't need to be wacky. What is it?
Oh, you ruined that for me. I was going to try to think of something that...
This is really anticlimactic.
It had to do with putting. I was going to try to... Something to do with putting.
Oh, hell no. I'm not doing that.
All right, we'll just go DK scoring then.
Okay, more DraftKings points is the tiebreaker.
Okay, but no birdies again because that. Oh, I like AC best Sunday score because Sunday things came down to the end last week.
Do you want to try that again? You think you're going to have the better end of that next week?
Well, I mean, because it had to be a tie, so I mean the odds are very minimal that would happen.
True. Marcus Griffin, the pumpkin slime will really clear out the bowels.
Listen, all right, so let's go with best Sunday score.
Okay.
I like that.
All right, we're not going to eat the whole thing. We're just talking about like
No, I'm not eating the insides of a whole. I'm not eating out a whole pumpkin.
Yeah, same. I'm not either.
I'm going to take a bite.
Yeah.
Now, I may roast some seeds and be eating on those while I'm doing the show if I lose.
A good, healthy bite. All right, so... I like your Norlander play, too. I agree with that. All right, that's about it. Let's move on. Long range, kind of up to 125-1. I like two names in here. One of them I mentioned on the DFS show. One of them I didn't. Both of them are at 100-1. One name I know you're going to like also on DraftKings. We talked about him. Tom Hoagie at 100-1 is playing really, really well right now. Hoagie's checking a lot of boxes. Our boy Scott Hamilton, his coach, got him hitting those irons. Real nice, Clark. Real nice. Now, the problem with Hoagie is he is not real nice on bent grass greens. Hopefully, we can figure something out for Hoagie because in his four starts since the new PGA Tour season has started, he has gained a minimum of 3 strokes on approach per start. You know, Hoagie's just a ball-striking son of a gun. I like it. I think, you know, if he catches a week like he did at the Northern Trust a couple months ago where he gained strokes putting for once, he finishes fourth. Like, he's got some upside at 100-1 in this field where there's probably only 45 names that probably have a snowball's chance of winning this golf tournament. I think Hoagie, who's knocked on the door many times in his PGA Tour career at 100-1, is one to look at. Another one is Robert Streb at 100-1, who we also saw play really well just last week. He started off the new season pretty hot. And I think a guy like Robert Streb knows that these are the events and the time of year where he needs to take advantage and he needs to make his hay while he can. So I think Streb is interesting. It's not a course that you have to overpower. He's not going to do that on any course. So he's just going to dink and dunk his way down the fairway. The only surface he gained strokes on and putting over his career is bent grass. So I think Streb is interesting. You know, he's kind of your cheap Mackenzie Hughes, honestly, because he's a really good putter, you know, and that's basically it. So Streb is interesting. He's also a more recent PGA Tour winner than Mackenzie Hughes. So, and a two-time PGA Tour winner, if I'm not mistaken. He won the RSM last year because he beat Kisner on a bet that we had, like 60-1. Yes, and he won the RSM in 2014. So Robert Streb at 100-1 on DK and Hoagie at 100-1. That's it for me.
Yeah, I like Streb. I like Hoagie. I think those are both good plays. A couple more I'll add to it. I like Andrew Putnam at 100-1. You know, he's a guy that we've
Putnam's
seen.
Putnam's 130-1 on DK, so he'd be in your next range.
Damn it.
But I do like that play. So we can move on to the next range if you want.
I like Sung Kang at 125-1. Is he more on somewhere else?
He's 150-1 on DK.
Okay, 150-1 on DK. There you go.
Yeah, I love that. I love Sung Kang. I think that's a real, real live one there. Putnam 130-1. You know, I'll sprinkle in a little Brendan Hagee at 130-1.
That was the other one I had. So, whatever. There we go. You've named them all that were over 125-1.
Didn't Hagee almost? What's the tournament he almost? It was the Rocket Mortgage. He came down. He had a chance. Second at the Honda. He's been close too. He's kind of a big time boomer bust guy, but I mean, 130-1. You know, 7-1 as a top 10. That's interesting. Kang 8-1 top 10. Hoagie 6-1 top 10. Those are interesting. Anybody else? Top 10
you
like?
Streb at 6-1 top 10.
No, but yeah, same. Yeah, him and Hoagie.
I like that. I like Harry Higgs 4.5-1 for a top 10. You know, we've seen him play well recently.
I have a problem trusting Harry Higgs, and I love Harry.
Yeah, but I just feel like Japan is a good place for Higgs. Like he's gonna be loving some sushi, drinking some Sapporo, else. Like he's just gonna be having a good time. He's relaxed. He's playing well recently. Harry Higgs 4.5-1 top 10. I think that's a pretty good number.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. I like it. Let's get to our recap here. This is the betting card recap, kind of our early leans, our favorites we kind of think you should jump on sooner rather than later, presented by Covers. So early leans and picks recap. These are kind of the favorite plays. We name a handful of guys. These are the guys that we think you need to jump on now. I think Willie Z at 18-1 starts it off with me. I think Will Zalatoris, I mean, it's not a matter of if he wins, it's a matter of when. And, you know, coming off of a decent start to the new season and having a little week break last week to come over here to Japan, get ready to go, the golf course suits him just fine. You know, if he gains zero strokes putting but doesn't lose any, he probably wins this thing by like 4 shots. He's just that good of a ball striker. So Willie Z at 18-1, I think we go ahead and get on. K.H. Lee at 50-1 is one of my favorites as well, kind of more in that mid range. K.H., I mean, he's a PGA Tour winner, and I think he's just building confidence the longer he's out here. Towards the end of the season, well, he won in May at the Byron Nelson, then towards the end of the year, a 6th at the 3M Open, 12th at the BMW for a playoff. He came out and started the new season with a 14th at the Shriners, a 25th last week at the CJ Cup. He's a good ball striker off the tee, and iron play is typically pretty solid. He kind of does everything just good. So I think KH Lee's an interesting bet at 50-1. I also really like him as a top 10 at plus 350. I feel like that's a good number on a safe guy, potentially, you know, a pretty safe guy at a top 10 number for KH Lee at plus 350. And then finally, a long shot that I love. I'm going to say it again. I really like Tom Hoagie in this field. I like him in DFS. I like him on betting. I like him. He's 100-1 outright. He's never won on the PGA Tour, but like I said, he has knocked on the door many, many times. And you got to think a guy like Hoagie fits that category of guys who just need to take advantage of these fall swing events, especially no-cut events. They come out here, they take it serious, and they get it done. Hoagie at 100-1 to possibly land that first PGA Tour win. I could see it happening, or you could ride him at 6-1 as a top 10 in this 70-man field where really, you know, 50 of them are full-time PGA Tour players. So, and Hoagie's out there every week grinding, and his ball striking is impeccable. So Tom Hoagie at 100-1 or 6-1 top 10.
All right, well, I'll fill in the gaps here, and because I like Willie Z too up at the top. I think he's one of my favorite plays here. But I do like, I think Ricky Fowler at 25-1. I mean, this is good of a week. Now, in any other different event, you probably get him at longer odds, but I don't think you get scared of that number for him. I like him at 25-1, just the way he's playing. All that he's got to play for right now, I think he's serious about trying to win this event, just like he was last week. So at 25-1, I like Ricky Fowler. Another guy that I really like is CT Pan. I mean, 45-1, I think that's a really good number for him. You know, we saw him play extremely well in the Olympics, by the way. We didn't even talk about that.
Oh,
over in Asia. And, you know, he did a fantastic job there, you know, won a medal.
In Japan. Yeah.
Yeah, in Japan. So I like that with CT Pan. So 45-1, I think that's a good number for him. Henrik Norlander, 65-1. Another guy that I think could really come through and break through this week and have a good week on this course. It's a perfect course fit for him.
He's been close a bunch too. He's been in the final group too much.
So I like Norlander there. You know, a couple of the longer shot guys that I really like here. Brandon Hagee. If we're going to talk about Tom Hoge being, you know, getting his first win and whatever else, why not Hagee? You know, 130-1. I think that's a great number for him. I think this is a good course fit. So I like, if I'm going to go with if you like Hoge, maybe throw also a little money on Hagee. I think he's another guy in that same category that could do well at those long shot numbers. So there you go.
I like Hagee. I feel like Hoge is a different player. I feel like Tom Hoagie's knocked on the door more than Hagee. Like Hagee's like
he has for sure. But.
And the Hagee's biggest weapon is that driver. He hits it a long way. And the irons you just never know. Whereas Hoagie's a little more consistent off the tee, not as long, but just the irons, he just beats greens to death. And I think that could come out. I think that could come out nice for him. So there you go. That's the covers recap, early leans and picks recap. Good stuff, Pat. Good show. Member guest week this week. Like I said, give us a like, give us a subscribe here on the YouTube channel, and leave a comment, your go-to member guest pump-up song. What is it? What do we need to add to our playlist? We're jacked. You know, we'll put your song in our list, and hopefully you can lead us to victory, and we'll be really excited. Thanks for watching. Thanks for joining. We appreciate it. Hope you guys get some winning bets. Make your screens be green. Get them tickets to the ticket window, baby boy. See ya! Out!